Live from Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre with WBHM News. State lawmakers begin a special session Monday to vote on a $1.3 billion prison construction plan. The session comes after a different proposal fell through earlier this year. Republican leaders hope the plan will help satisfy federal officials who sued the state over violence in state prisons. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on what to expect.
Republican Representative Steve Klaus is sponsoring the construction bill. He says Alabama lawmakers have debated new prisons for years, and they cannot wait any longer.
At this time, it's a defining moment for the legislature. We need to take advantage of this. We need to get this issue settled.
The proposed plan includes two new mega prisons to replace a few existing male facilities. Some buildings would be renovated, others would be closed. It also includes replacing Tutwiler Prison for women. Most of the funding would come from a $785 million bond issue, plus about $400 million of COVID relief money. Klaus says prison construction is a divisive issue, but he thinks the bill will pass.
We would like to have support from Democratic lawmakers, and I think we will have some. I don't know that we'll have everybody. We're not going to have everybody on the Republican side, but I feel like we have, at this point, adequate support. But things can change on a dime when you're dealing with legislation.
Governor Kay Ivey announced Thursday that the session will also include two bills dealing with retroactive sentencing and parole reform. That could be a sticking point for Democratic lawmakers, according to House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels.
Our caucus have always taken a position that we will not support any construction without actually having reform with it.
Democratic Representative Chris England says it will take more comprehensive measures to alleviate pressure from the federal government.
If you don't deal with the structural issues within the system, you're just going to end up, putting old problems into new buildings.
Governor Ivey and prison officials say that updated facilities are necessary to improve conditions for both inmates and staff. The special session begins Monday afternoon. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.